This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You will get a pair of tickets for Saturday, August 10th at Outside Lands. We've got tickets for all 3 days throughout the day here on the Alice. We specifically have Saturday night. That's the night Childish Gambino is headlining. All week, Lexi has tickets for Sunday at 11:05, and Jane has your chance at Friday tickets at 4:05. So keep it here on Alice all the live long day. Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Speaking of Lexi, she has a gig on Saturday. Go and meet up with Lexi, our midday chick, our host. At Grocery Outlet on Hickey Boulevard in South San Francisco. It's this Saturday from noon to 2. We will have the Alice prize wheel out there.
I love doing
that. All you got to do is spin the wheel. That's it. There's a prize for everyone. You get a free prize. And you can learn about Grocery Outlet's Independence from Hunger campaign. Donate 5, get 5. Mm-hmm. Give 5, get 5. And how you can help fight food insecurity. So this is all happening this Saturday from noon to 2. With Lexi, Grocery Outlet on Hickey Boulevard in South San Francisco.
I'd call her the most fun DJ of all time.
Oh, she's so fun.
You'll have
she a comes
blast.
In here dancing and singing every day. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Are you guys done yet? Come on,
I need to get in there.
I got a show to do." 9:15 today, boy, that's come right around the corner. We got the Lion King movie review. Hooman and Bryn are reviewing that. Is anyone else coming in for that?
Bryn and Hooman are doing it.
Okay.
Oh boy.
The team is back.
Team
together.
A.
Yeah.
A team.
Yeah. And we are looking for fall interns. Unbelievably, yes. Our summer interns who just got here and just got established, or they're out next month. And so if you are looking for a fall internship, we'd love to have you. You do need to get college credit. You need to be over 18, and you need to email us at UZETTE at RadioAlice.com. With your cover letter and resume, proper spelling, highly encouraged. She does. Thank you, Billy. And now it is time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, in the July sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Metallica.
Yes.
Metallica. They're out there tearing it up. They bust into the club, start tearing it up.
They are. I've been watching. I follow a lot of the guys from Metallica on Instagram, and they post pictures as they're out there. And
well, they're in Finland right now.
Okay.
They're doing their world tour. And it's been sort of fun because on this tour, everywhere they go, they try to find like a local song that will matter to the people who are there. Tuesday night, they played in Finland. Finland has 5.5 million people. It's not a huge country by any stretch of the imagination. They played a show for 55,000 people, which is 1% of the entire country came to this show.
That's amazing.
So many people.
Right.
That is
amazing.
Right. They drew a crowd of 55,000 people. The band donated 55,000 euros to a local children's charity, 1 euro for each member of the audience. And as they often do, they did a Finnish tune. They tackle a song that means something to the local crowd. And this time it was Robert Trujillo and Kirk Hammett.
It usually is just those two guys that do the little song break.
Right. Like when they were in, I can't remember where they did the Aha song. Are they Swedish or something?
It's someplace. Yeah, someplace like that.
Like that, right. Anyway, they took on a song from the Finnish rock band Popita.
Oh, I don't know them.
I don't either. It's called Kuuma Kesä, and it's spelled with different letters. It means hot summer.
Okay.
And Robert sang it in Finnish.
Ooh.
So I don't know if he knows a little fetish or if he just, you know, phonetically figured this one out. So here is a video of Robert and Kirk performing in Finland. The crowd loves it.
It's a weird feed, isn't it?
It is a weird feed.
Sound? You know, what is that audio?
It could just be someone's cell phone. What do you got there?
I think it's the cell phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's, you know, I suppose when you're on tour and you're going to foreign countries and, you know, you've got all day, why wouldn't you come up with some fun thing for the crowd that night?
So Kirk, who used to live here, remember his house was up for sale.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Over in Seacliff.
Right. He lives in Hawaii. And he's a surfer, and so is Trujillo.
Yeah.
And so I've seen little Instagram posts of those two pre-working out songs in Hawaii together before they go back on the next leg.
Oh, that's funny. Like, we're going here and here and
right.
here.
Right, so they're actually already figuring these things out before they get to the dates.
That's
they must
great.
Have a certain leg where they go, all right, where will we be? Here's what we'll do.
Let's do a little
research.
And
these two guys do their practice in advance.
They surf all day and then
jam.
Do songs all night.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't like
sure.
that?
Sure. Oh, my God. It sounds like the life. Here's the original song. Were you able to find that? Popita?
Popita? Yeah, sure was. Here it is.
All right. They did a pretty good rendition of this.
They did. It's pretty similar.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder what they're saying. I hope it's not swears.
It's not.
Did you look it up and translate it into Finnish?
I did read over it. There was nothing there.
Run it through Google Translate. I'd be interested to see.
All right.
Let's hear what it is. Actually, table that. I want you to play me the Guinness record for lowest vocal note sung by a female. This came out last year, and I guess it's making the rounds again. There's a singer named Helen Lehe, or something like that.
What is it?
Lehe, L-E-A-H-E-Y.
Say it again.
Lehe.
Lehe. Okay.
Helen Lehe.
Helen Lehe.
Or Leahy, possibly.
Leahy.
Or Leah Hay.
Oh, boy.
She broke the Guinness World Record for the lowest vocal note sung by a female.
Oh, this thing.
Yes.
Oh, right.
It was the musical note D2, which is two Ds below C, which I can't even hit a D1. Actually, I might be able to hit a D1, but not with any kind of power. And it registered at 72.5 hertz. So I guess that they can tell if you're hitting the note or not just by running it through some kind of computer program.
Mm-hmm.
And Guinness checked it out, and they said, yep, she hit it. So she doesn't hit it squarely. She has a first attempt. Are you going to play the first attempt, too?
Oh, did you want me to?
I don't know. Just play me any of it. It all sounds
sounds like she does know.
All right, here it is.
I don't want him to do any more work than I've already put on him today.
Yeah, I can play the first attempt if you want.
Yeah,
the one where she messes up?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Oh, she doesn't quite... Is that it? She doesn't quite get it? Or they
yeah,
started
she doesn't
the
quite
note?
Get it at the bottom. And
do that lowest note you can do.
That's it. That's as low as I can go.
This is the lowest note. I can't get my tuning thing to pick it up.
Hold on, I'll get my tuning thing to pick it up and see what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, shut up for a minute.
Yeah. How'd I do?
Great.
I don't remember what the note was now. It looks
too
like
many
it might be
people going at once.
Might be an A2.
That's me.
Go. Do it.
It's a low G. It's a G2, I think. Nowhere near
that. Is that a G6?
No, it's two down from
not
the
fly.
Middle.
Not that fly. How about this one?
Oh, that's pretty low.
Oh,
okay, now let's hear her actually nail the note.
She goes through two runs here. Oh, yeah, she's jumping on. Let me see if
he's saying, as you can see here, we're fully one octave below.
Is that? Yeah, she pretty much just did it, I guess.
That was it. That wasn't it.
That's it.
Oh,
all
that's
right.
It right there. The lowest vocal note ever
that's
sung by a female.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, that is an impossibly low note. Very low. Hey, just out of curiosity.
What's
I want you to find the lowest note ever sung by a man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And do we know? Because that's a D2, which I guess is two Ds below the middle C octave.
What does that mean?
I guess. I don't really know. Maybe I only sang a G1. Someone out there screaming in their radio.
Right.
Okay, musical genius. Oh, actually, there's calls going right now. Are they Are they calling for the contest?
No, they're for the contest.
We got our winner, right?
We did, yeah. The woman who won is Diana of Nevada. She had never won anything before at the radio station.
Did she freak out?
She'd be on freaked out. She was shaking.
Oh,
she was nervous.
Right. Oh, all right,
Diana.
She's worried about her boyfriend because he doesn't like concerts. So I'm like, listen, this
well,
is
take a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Do not bring him then.
No. He's going to bum you out.
I'm like, total buzzkill.
This is a 10-hour day, and it's miles of walking.
Yeah.
That is not the guy you want to bring.
No, you bring a friend. You'll be filthy and happy at the end of the day if you bring someone cool.
And it's going to be cold. And remember that even if it's warm during the middle of the day, it is going to be cold there.
When I said to Diana, I go, who are you going to bring? Who are you going to bring? She goes, she was like all excited, and she went, I guess my boyfriend.
No.
Don't bring him. Leave that fool home.
Yeah, you won these tickets. Go have fun.
Yeah.
You just said you never win anything. Like, take someone who's going to have a great time.
Yeah.
A big music fan. Someone who'll care.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to care.
Someone who rolls, too, and like likes to, can be out in the general public. Like, that's one of the cool things about being there. You're eating lunch. Someone goes, hey, who are you here to see? Oh, are you going to go see? Are you? And you start talking. Next thing you know, you got new friends.
Yep.
Yes.
It goes like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That easy.
Let's go to this stage.
Yep.
Let's go to that stage.
Let's go for a walk. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go get some wine.
Yeah.
Oh, and now you can be all, let's go try some dubage.
Oh, yeah, you can. Is there a dube garden?
They'd have the Greenlands there.
Oh, the Greenlands. That's hilarious. Uh-huh. That's great. Maybe that's where Eric Schmidt and your old girlfriend were.
Alexander.
That Greenland.
Maybe.
Oh.
Just enjoying a spleef.
Yeah. He's all, I'm baked. Here's a ring.
Ever since she started, like, dating him seriously, I haven't seen her in at least
a
year.
Well,
oh, right.
No kidding.
She's in rich, above rich. Yeah. What's above rich? Filthy rich? She's in filthy rich land.
Filthy scoundrel
rich. She big time in me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, and she just, he took her phone away.
You can only imagine what she has to do for that pink ring.
Yeah.
Not just do it, but has to.
When he dumps her,
do
she's going to have that pink ring to sell.
Dude,
right.
Listen, everyone that knows me and knows Alexandra, if that happens, it is going to be rough. Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
I mean,
why?
Like, I've seen her break up with guys in the past, and it really affects her. I feel bad.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean?
Well, she got over you and got with this guy, right?
How did that happen? Well, she'll put it back together. She's a beautiful young woman.
Yeah, she's fine.
She was saying they're going to have kids soon. I mean, maybe it's forever.
Yikes.
Right. Here's the lowest note a man ever hit, right?
So this is him describing, he doesn't actually go down the scale like the other lady does. But
he just nails it?
He's just telling you how low he can go here. 8 octaves lower.
Lower than the lowest G?
They say that it's so low that the human ear can't even hear it.
So he's
just dumb.
Okay, buddy.
And then he also sings for you Amazing Grace, and it sounds like this.
All right.
Tim Stones has the world record.
He's the lowest.
He says I can go below the range of audible hearing. I guess we just have to believe him.
8 octaves below that you can't hear, so only the computer can register that.
And dogs can't even hear. They hear the high stuff, right? So play me a low note that he does, though. Does he hold the Guinness Book of World Records?
He doesn't do it. I just watched the entire video. He doesn't do it. They say, hey, here's the world's deepest voice, but then he just talks through the whole piece.
Let's keep stalling. He'll find it.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
fine.
I'll be back.
I don't think it's that guy. That guy sounds like a BS artist.
Oh,
Iggy Azalea's second album drops tomorrow, so we'll be hearing that.
Oh,
it's called In My Defense. It might not storm to the top of the charts, however, because she's facing some stiff competition from Peppa Pig, who also has an album coming out tomorrow.
Who's Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig is a cartoon we watch at my house a lot.
Let's hear a Peppa Pig song.
We're going to. Peppa Pig has a record coming out tomorrow. It's called My First Album.
Snort when you say that.
And it includes the first single, Bing Bong Zoo.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
It's no Baby Shark, but it's pretty good.
You like this? It's terrible.
No, you don't know.
Does she sing a verse? Can I hear her voice? That seems...
Oh, I didn't pay attention. Let's see. Let's see if...
Go back
it doesn't
to
seem like it. I don't know. She does talk in the beginning.
Sounds like gibberish.
She's the one on the guitar singing along with the kids. You see her here? There she is. That's pretty much all I got. Everything else the children's singing.
Look, when you've got a 10-month-old Hulk baby screaming, and I don't mean crying. I mean going, and you put on this, and this quiets her down. You go, oh, my God.
This is the best song I've ever heard.
Eat some bites of food without that noise.
Oh, oh my
You're
God.
Fine with it.
No one was asking
More than
that.
Fine with it.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Baby shark, 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 shark.
Egypt. Egypt.
Mushroom slap me too. Okay, so when Friends. When Iggy Azalea found out the Peppa Pig's album is coming out the same day, she wrote, "It's over for me now."
Aww.
And then Peppa said, "Peppa's so fancy, you already know." And then someone suggested that they collaborate, and Iggy was all about that. She said, "Collab with me now or you'll end up a breakfast special, Peppa."
Ay, ay, ay.
No word back yet from Peppa.
Funny. I'll be interested because Iggy was so, it was huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And oh, then that it seems record? Like some she got in some fight with some other rappers or something, but she lost all her momentum.
I know. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been a couple years.
Wasn't she wrapped up with some ball player?
The guy had been caught cheating. Well, see, that's an interesting story.
What's the story?
So, and I can't think of the guy's name right now because I wasn't
Weren't
planning
they living
to talk
together
about
even?
This. She was with this dude, Nick Young, okay?
Oh, Nick Young, that's
Swaggy, whatever, I can't, Swaggy P. Nick. Swaggy P was his name. So, or what he called himself. So he was bragging about how he's been cheating and got all these ladies, and another player on the team was recording him.
Yes.
And apparently on the team that they were playing, this was the Lakers, they pranked each other a lot, and he...
Ha, 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 funny.
It got out there.
Yep.
And he became an absolute enemy of the state. The dude who made the recording. Mm-hmm. Not Swaggy P. But so, of course, she...
Seems a little misplaced.
Bails him because now she's seen him saying,
I'm getting it over on her.
Hose and other area codes. Is that how that goes?
I think so. In different
areas. So now this guy gets shipped out of L.A. and goes to, I believe, Brooklyn? No. Mm. Yeah, Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And now that guy, the guy who made the video, plays for the Warriors starting this upcoming year.
Do you remember his name?
He's good. I can't think of it right now. You got the guy's name?
No, I'm looking at her.
Sorry, I got the guy who sings the lowest note.
Oh, fantastic! All right, back to the lowest note.
I want to hear it.
You guys stalled long enough for me. Here it is. Listen to this.
All right, I'm listening. No, that's not a note.
What do you mean?
Was a note.
It was a note.
That's just a guy going like this.
No,
yeah,
he was singing.
And that's a note.
Yeah, that counts.
It does count. He went from the top.
That's BS. I don't like it.
What was that note?
I want to hear him nail a note.
The G6, bro.
Oh, nice. The G6.
Big Brother was on last night.
I didn't see it. Did you?
I did.
You did?
Of course I did.
You stayed up till 9 o'clock?
No, Vinny, I get the early feed. How many times do I have to tell you that? I watch it at 6:20. It is good for me. It's freaking great. And then it's on again tonight. So Maria from Napa has, of course, written me a recap. I love it. The main theme, I'm not going to read the whole thing here, but the main theme of last night was Nicole got it hard. Nicole's the geeky girl with red hair and glasses.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She came to the head of household and Bella with what was actually real information about people conspiring to take the two of them out. And somehow those people managed to flip it around that Nicole had been calling Bella a bully. And then Nicole gets into it with Bella, who is just all over her in an incredibly bullying way, saying that she's not a bully. Mm. It's actually disturbing to watch. This poor girl is just getting demolished in this house. It's the thing, the names that she's calling her and the things she's saying about her.
She's calling her
names? To her face. You're disgusting. You're atrocious. All these things. And then when she's done berating this, because Nicole thinks they're having a back and forth. Mm-hmm. But no, what they're having is Bella's going to tell you what she thinks. And then she's done with this conversation and walks out of the room. And Nicole's like, hold on now.
What just happened?
She's got the hell bullied out of her. And then Nick, the other guy, comes in and he starts bullying her too. It's pretty disturbing to watch. It's really sad. In the end, spoiler alert. she's going to be the one who winds up going home. She's been now backdoored.
Oh man.
It's really sad.
Sweet. I mean, I'm just looking at her photo, she's
cute, but you know what the problem is? These floaters are beyond not playing a game. They're really just ping-ponging around that house and waiting for the organized undeniable.
Now that's what they call themselves.
there's actually grateful with an eight, and now they've made it undeniable
because they let that one guy in.
Right.
So that's cute.
Sam actually says about that. He's in the diary room, and he says, "I'm just so grateful. It's undeniable." He knows all about the eight. So anyway. It was actually, I found it to be a very sad and kind of hard to watch episode. So tonight, though, whoever gets voted out, and it's sure to be that girl, it looks like right after they do the eviction, those four are going to battle back.
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, that was the dude's name.
Oh, there you go. Listen, you just have to listen closely to this show.
We'll
you're not going to
get
it
out. He's the rookie from the Lakers that took the video, and then it got out, and then he got a bat and went to East Coast, and now he plays for the Warriors. He's a good player. We're lucky to have him.
Yeah. I have the translation for that one song.
Oh, great. This is
the
words
song?
In Finnish.
So he was a really spectacular sight in short a summer dress. Get him on the boardwalk like this. I drove towards the harbor. He got up in the saddle. I don't, but this is, you know, doesn't have to rhyme, I guess, in that language.
Well, no, it wouldn't rhyme in our language, even if it rhymes in theirs, right? And the pronoun use is interesting. I wonder if that's just an interpretation thing or if he's singing about some dude in a dress.
He might like dudes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he might.
Freddie Mercury likes dudes.
Sure, sure.
Who cares, right?
Usually, you know, didn't necessarily.
I take that back. He loves dudes.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
Nobody loves dudes more.
Loved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right.
He doesn't do anything anymore.
Listen
Having
to him.
Having a good time. He loves dudes.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:39. It's Thursday. Coming up at 9 o'clock, one of your final chances to get. We only have two more days of this, today and tomorrow. We're getting people in the running for a trip to Aulani in Hawaii. It's a one-of-a-kind Disney experience.
And then?
And then someone will win.
No, and then?
And then we go on vacation?
No. And then?
Oh, yeah. And then the movie review.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody, the big movie review this week is The Lion King.
Oh.
The Radio Alice Report.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter? It's right up here. Big sign back
text
of the...
Texting.
No.
Don't text.
Oh. I'm missing the other page. Sorry.
It's quite all right.
I took it down. Oh, I found it! Oh, I found it!
Okay.
I got it. Can you hit it again? Sorry, this never
the
happened.
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. That's firstnorcalcu.org.
.org.
Got super scary there for a second.
Don't worry.
Oh, speaking of the text. 800-400-3697 is our text number. Don't text and drive.
Nice. Okay, I won't.
Here's one. Sarah, why do you always try to hook Preparation H up? He only wants you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Preparation H, that's his other name.
It is?
It's one of them.
Mm. He only wants
one.
You.
Like
badass.
Who? Nick Huski.
Badass. Nick. Said no one ever.
Oh, geez, man. That's why I'm
Nick.
Single.
Yeah, well. That's why I try and hook him up.
That's why?
If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby.
He only wants
if I can't
you.
Can't have you. Oh. Poor woman.
Whoa. What do you mean?
It's part of the song.
Good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
It's going to be a scorcher.
Oh, no.
For 90% of America this week, except it's going to be okay in our area.
Oh, thank God. Phew.
But a huge heat wave happening.
Wow. It is supposed to get pretty warm this Saturday and Sunday, is what I heard here.
Oh.
But oh, here?
I guess not like the rest of the country.
It's a dry heat.
All right. Well, I like this. When I first saw the story, I thought, oh, kid, just take your photo and be done with it. Oh. This student's senior photos have gone viral. And I have to admit, even though I was like, oh, kid, when I first saw the story, later I went, you know what? He's pretty funny.
Oh, what's the deal?
Sporting a dated haircut and a mom-approved outfit. Many look back at their senior portraits and cringe, but not this kid. He is going to be a legend. Denison Waters hired a photographer to take photos of his high school graduation. Oh, I'm sorry. The mom hired this photographer to take the photos. The boy did not wear the mother-approved outfit, though.
Oh, so he shows up and says, I'm not wearing that. Hey, so this is for his senior portrait for the yearbook
yes.
this coming year?
So they get to the shoot location with a bag full of clothes picked out by the mom. The boy pulls. He knew exactly what he wanted to do.
Oh.
He had it in mind already. He pulls a bathrobe out of his backpack.
Like a big fuzzy bathrobe or like a mom?
No.
Oh, it's a big fuzzy bathrobe. It's a...
No. It's like a Hugh Hefner.
It's a little, it looks like Terry. I don't know.
Anyway.
It's just a big comfy robe.
The Ooh. Photographer
he's
was
not
like,
a small guy.
No, he's not. Wait till you see all the photos. So anyway, he pulls the bathrobe out. The photographer's like, why are you doing this to me? Your mom hired me to do these photos. This is not, she sent you with clothes. Please wear the clothes. He says, I'm going to be a legend. He actually says this.
Oh, that's a quote from him.
From him. I'm going to be a legend. After pleading with him to wear the clothes his mother intended, eventually she went ahead with the navy blue bathrobe photos the boy wanted.
This is awesome.
The photographer admits they're pretty funny.
Well, they're funny. And he is going to be the only kid in the yearbook in a bathrobe.
The followers
if they even allow it.
On social media loved the photos, too. The Facebook photos did go viral with 112,000 shares currently. And they are goofy. So here is, I'm going to bring
really
them
funny.
Over
Let
to you.
See.
Because I wonder what you think will be my favorite. So this is him.
Oh, you've picked out a favorite?
Yeah.
Well, that one's good. He's crouched down.
Roll them sideways.
Yeah, I'm just like
pointing and the.
He's a white kid, long hair, almost like a weirdly Beatles-esque kind of a cut.
Yeah, all in his face.
Pretty pretty low. He's crouched in this one. I see man boob, full man boob, and he's sort of pointing at the camera like, "Hey, you." Oh, and then he's flashing some cars that are behind him.
Some cars going by. He's holding the bathrobe open. Which is so funny.
That's
Come
your
on.
Favorite, right?
That's my favorite.
It's hilarious.
Here he is laying down in the tall underbrush. There's a casual one. Hey, we're just having a good time in our bathrooms. There he is pointing up. Look, Mommy, a little airplane up in the sky.
They're cute, right?
It's adorable,
So these
actually.
Have gone viral now. And while I
Which one do you
said,
think he's going to use?
Well, I would have said this is the one he's going to use.
Oh, yeah, laying down in the underbrush. That's nice. It's casual.
It's a
come hither look on his face.
Totally 70s, like, God. Anyway, I thought I would hate him, but the truth is he's funny and they're funny. And
I wonder if he's just a big card at school, too.
He must be.
Class clown.
He is going to be legend for a day. I mean, they'll go away and then it'll be over, but a lot better than my senior photo.
The rest of his life, he'll be able to pull out the yearbook and say, look, this is who I am.
Do you like your senior photo?
I truly don't even remember it.
I took mine because I had to.
Yeah, your mom makes you.
Right.
My mom made me. I don't really remember it.
I never took any other photos for the yearbook, so that was the only year I appeared.
You never got school photos?
I didn't want to. Why would I? I don't want those.
Oh,
I'm not going to do that.
It's too bad because it's fun to look back on those.
I went through all that stuff, you know, in 7th and 8th grade, and every time I regretted it. Mm. Big long line, bad haircut, bad clothes. I'm not doing it. senior year, I started to come around and I started wanted to make my mom a little happier.
Well, you know, she was about to kick you out.
Right.
So
you're not kidding.
Luggage for graduation gift. Get out.
That's a true story.
The luggage was on layaway.
Yeah. We've been paying for this for years. Yeah. Since you were 14, we knew.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Fast fact.
The first athlete ever to get a $1 million endorsement deal was...
Hold on, we can figure this one out. I'm going to say...
Well, my first thought was Michael Jordan, but I bet you it was like Joe Namath.
No, it's probably... Oh, I thought it was like Joe Montana.
Oh, I don't know.
Joe Namath is a really good guess.
Is it around that time?
I'll tell you the year.
Yeah, tell us the year.
It's 1964.
Oh, boy.
I think Namath predated that, but...
I don't know.
But I could be wrong.
I thought he was a 70s guy. And didn't he do like a coffee?
Oh, thing? I'm going to say Muhammad. No.
That's too low.
Yeah. It's a white guy?
Yeah, is it a white guy?
I don't have a picture of him.
Oh, you just have the name of this guy?
I don't know him. Because he's a bowler.
Oh, so none of us know him.
A champion named Don Carter got a $1 million deal in 64 to endorse bowling balls from a company called Ebonite.
Oh. Are they big now still?
I don't have
a million dollars in 64 was, I don't know what the equivalent is now, but it's probably 10 or 20 million.
And for a bowler.
Incredible. People, you know, we used to watch bowling on TV.
You did not.
We did.
I did too, yeah, on ESPN.
And on the East Coast, I think it's called Candlepin, and you get three balls, little, they're handheld, and it's not the classic bowling pin shape, it's like a... It's sort of a cylinder that's wider in the middle. And that is, I never bowled with finger hole bowling balls till I was in my 20s.
Because you did candlepin?
We did candlepin.
I'm going to tell you seven really famous bowlers. Tell me if you've ever heard of any.
Okay.
Earl Anthony.
No.
Norm Duke.
No.
Mike Roth.
No.
Pete Weber.
No.
Don Johnson.
Yes, I've heard of Don Johnson.
I've heard of Don Johnson too.
I didn't realize he was a bowler.
This bowler guy is from St. Louis.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Beverly Hills 90210 was originally supposed to be set in Maryland and called Potomac 20854.
Oh, how funny.
Is that true?
But executives at Fox said, what?
Potomac.
There's That's a hilarious. Housewives franchise of Potomac. Housewives of Potomac.
Really?
Who knew? Yeah. Anyway, uh-huh. Fox decided it needs to be in a place that's more recognizable.
Yeah. Everybody knows Beverly Hills. Yeah. Is amazing.
Are you going to watch the new season? It's coming out soon.
No.
You better
You mean
it.
The redo where all the original cast is back? Talking about they're playing themselves as real people trying to put a 90210 reunion together.
Yeah, Tori Spelling's not happy with it.
Why?
Because she
got nothing going on.
She wanted to be Donna, you know, whatever, Tori, a rich girl. And we all know she's not rich anymore.
Well, can't she talk to her mom? All she has to do is talk to her mom. She can make that right.
I don't know.
The Departed is the only remake that's ever won an Oscar for Best Picture.
Oh, I didn't know that was a remake. That's a great movie.
Yeah, I think it was a Chinese film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I'll double check.
That was an excellent movie. That was back in the old days when you used to text.
I love this song.
Using, you know, the number pad. Remember he was texting in his pocket because he's the informant? In the last scene, he's texting to say what's happening, and he's doing it all by feeling on the number keyboard.
It's a 2002 Hong Kong film called Infernal Affairs.
Oh, Infernal Affairs.
Look at our film reviewer.
Amazing.
He knows crap.
Big review coming up.
According to Pornhub, ever since Area 51 raid started going viral, searches for alien porn have skyrocketed.
Oh, people do love porn and aliens.
And do you?
I've never looked up alien porn.
But you love alien stuff.
I'm just interested in it, Vinny. I wouldn't say I love it. I just think it's obvious that there's other life out there. Do I think that we've been visited by aliens? Kind of unlikely.
The number of searches for alien porn is up 58,992% since
one
week ago.
To 58,000
right?
people.
Well, it's a lot.
Yeah. Is there alien porn out there?
I've never watched it.
Can you please search for that?
I've never seen that. I wouldn't know. I do know there's an ad sometimes for some of the
animated porn is crazy. I've watched some animated porn.
And it's actually made me almost click on it, but then I'm against it because it's...
You shouldn't be. It's no, real, I want it's crazy to see, interesting. Like, no. Girls that have three dongs and the
well,
like,
that's, so
each is a different color. The ad, super shiny.
Every time it airs, the ad goes, what is it?
Porn
what is
like there? You've never seen it
well,
before.
Well, no, it's, trip. It's on and it's... Was that alien porn?
Oh, we're looking at alien porn?
Yeah, it's alien porn.
Oh, they got weird Hold fingers.
On. Oh, first they got to get their gloves on because they don't want to get it. Oh, boy. Oh,
oh dear.
Wow, that's
oh.
insane.
Oh, it's a female alien. I see. It's about to be violated by some awful human.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, this is kind of disturbing.
Probing
it.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to watch this anymore.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
oh, something bad's happening.
Poor alien.
Oh, she likes it, though.
No, she
I'm not
doesn't.
Sure if
no,
she does.
She does so.
She's strapped down to the table, Vinny. She
no,
doesn't like
not.
It.
No, she's not. She's been freed.
What kind, I don't
she's
know
now I... consenting.
No, she, look at her.
She's pointing.
No, she's not into really... it. That chick is not into it.
Anyway, the point is... Well, how did this get to there? No. Don't look that up.
Don't turn
you,
that
you're
off.
You're the one who said alien porn is
no,
on the rise.
No, I didn't say look it up, though.
Oh, that was me. That's true.
Anyway, the ad that airs with the anime says... try not to finish or something like that. Like they're actually daring
oh,
you to look at it and then
it's crazy. It's really
you like it.
I'm not really an aficionado of any of it, but I've watched some anime porn and it's like, whoa.
Well, I won't do it.
When we were in Japan, there was a section of the manga museum that was dedicated to it. Only grown-ups could go into it.
Uh-huh.
And they were it was hot. I was like, oh my god. Sexy time. So were you going to do the anime studio?
I was, but it's 33 confirmed dead. I mean, this fire that
some
was
dude
set.
Just poured petrol around it.
Fire at the Kyoto Animation. Yeah. 33 confirmed dead, and a suspected arsonist is in police custody.
It's unbelievable.
Purposefully lit this place aflame.
I guess they produce shows. It's not that museum or anything, but it was... Yeah, he just didn't like one of the shows or something. Maybe
I don't
he's a
know.
Disgruntled former employee.
Who knows?
Or
yeah. I'm sure we'll know soon enough. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Mm.
I know yesterday I said differently, but I did. I had an episode. Okay? I was having a weird moment.
Just make it to vacation.
What I meant was don't text and drive. That's what I meant to say.
Good job.
415 says 20 something here. I have no nudes on my phone.
Oh.
You're a boy, probably.
What does that mean?
Because boys are, it's, you know.
Liars?
No, there's nothing to take a picture of.
Oh.
No one's asking for that.
That's true.
Right?
Yes. I would think, though, that guys do still seem to want to send those.
Even after all that, now all I want to do is see what I look like old.
I know.
We did that whole story.
Me too.
And this person's like, yeah, but
I want
really
to
want to put my face in the
I've seen some of them
the
and they really
app.
They're really good. I'm like, oh boy, I guess I can't do that. Go ahead, do it. Everything will be fine.
Vinny, that's exactly what I thought about with this face app. It's a way for someone to have everyone's face on record, just like DNA.
Mm.
Yeah, it's super shady.
Amy Schumer did a funny one. She put up a picture of herself next to a seal. She's like, oh my god, this app's amazing. She's so funny.
Is anyone concerned about face recognition passcodes? I'm using it for my banking app. Yeah, I mean, there it is.
We should try that. See if you can take a picture of yourself on someone else's phone and unlock your own phone with it. Give me your phone.
No, get out of here.
Take a picture of my face and try and unlock my phone. Do
take
it.
A picture with my phone.
Yeah, take a picture.
Oh, my phone's not in here right now.
No.
Bryn,
you got
your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
take
a picture.
Take a picture of my face
Sarah.
And try and unlock my phone with it.
All right.
What is the name of the app you're talking
thing.
About? It's called FaceApp.
Yeah, FaceApp. It
and
was big for like a minute.
Well, it's still big. People are probably still doing it.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Take off your headphones.
It opens it with my headphones.
Darn, okay, thank the Lord, Vin, I didn't do the FaceApp.
Mm. Hold on, here we go.
Hold on, it's loading.
I didn't do it because I thought the photo would have been ugly.
All
right, here
we go.
Well, right, that's the point. I didn't do it because I'm like, I already know what I look like old.
Sarah.
I'm old.
I just look in the mirror.
Yeah. Did it work?
Did it work?
It worked.
Yes, it worked.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Just wake it up.
Oh, it's not doing it now.
It did it once, though, right?
It did.
But she was in the background, though.
Oh.
I detected her in the background.
Well, get your face. You're looking over into the photo.
Yeah, it's not.
Sarah.
Get it a little closer. Put it up to the camera.
Get it real close. Real close. 2 inches closer. Crazy close.
No, it's not working.
All right. Good. I'm glad it doesn't work.
Right.
It shouldn't work. That scooter and bike rental thing is in Oakland, and people have been throwing them into Lake Merritt downtown. Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Great.
It's like it seems to be the people's way of protesting is throwing them into the water, but you're only making some city worker have to figure out how to get that thing out
of
there. The electric bike thing is just bleeping ridiculous. What's the point? That's a protest. I don't know. 415 says, Hooman is such a braggart. Oh, yeah, but, you know, when you're that good, what are you going to do?
It's hard not to brag when you're amazing.
He's got to polish his nails.
Yeah.
What did I brag about?
I don't
know. Who knows? I mean, what's the difference, right?
Making out with that one girl?
Yeah, you got to Eric before he did. Or Eric's girlfriend before he did.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Deutschman.
Deutschenberg.
Alexandra Duisberg.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
I hit it first. Where's that, Bryn? What's wrong with you?
The mouse wasn't working.
Man. Vinny's on a tear. Watch out. Duck and cover, everybody.
We got a break. We'll finish the text up after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.